Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of Unstoppable Success. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger. And as you know, on this podcast, we hear from amazing individuals, leaders, professionals who share their wisdom, their insights, and tips for each and every one of us to have unstoppable success. And today I have the absolute pleasure of introducing you to Allison Katzkowski. And let me tell you a little bit about Allison, because she's truly amazing. First of all, she started as a fitness innovator. She was a competitive swimmer as a teenager and college student, and enjoyed the pillars of living her greatest potential via fitness. And as an entrepreneur, she has built a business that truly is innovative and changes, as you know, many drivers out there. And she wants to help each and every one of you create an amazing business and achieve overall fitness, health, and wellness with personal and professional growth and have the life you absolutely utmost deserve. She does so many other things. She's got all these great wellness retreats, and she's just amazing. And we connected before on a podcast, so I'm so excited to have her on mine. So welcome,
Allison. I'm so glad you invited me. Thank you. It's always a good day in my world when I get to talk to you.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love talking with you. So, Allison, take us how you started this incredible business.
Oh, man. It's so funny. It's you know, the universe always has, here's just a piece of advice I'm going to offer to everyone listening. The universe always has ideas for us, and sometimes those ideas are not what we had in mind for us. Okay, so I'm just going to preface what I'm going to say with that. You know, like you said, I grew up an athlete. I wanted to go to physical therapy school initially, and when the universe made it clear that that was not the path that I needed to go down, I ended up in fitness. And I have to say that it was the best decision ever, because it changed my life. I started off, you know, working with one-on-one with individuals, with groups. I taught a ton of group fitness classes, built a very successful fitness business here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I live. I own two small, successful brick and mortar studios for a lot of years, worked with thousands of people over about a 20-year period. And then about 10 years ago, people started asking me, how did you do that? They started asking me, how can I do this? I want to do what you do. How can I build a business and do all these fun things like you do? So I started thinking, okay, universe, I hear you. I hadn't really thought about becoming a business coach, but that's really what I am now. And so about 10 years ago, I pivoted more into business coaching, started going on retreats, started adding retreats to my offer suites. And so now what I like to say, when people ask me what I do, what I like to say is that not only am I a business coach, but my specialty is the hybrid model. I like to combine the in-person and the online together, because human connection is not going anywhere. We need human connection now more than anything. And in a virtual, online, digital world, we have to have human connection. And I have the business model now that I have always dreamed about, but literally 20, 25 years ago, had no idea how to do anything that I'm doing now. And I just get up in the morning and pinch myself and say, this is what I get to do.
But I love the hybrid model, and I love that you get to pinch yourself and get to, because you get to do what you absolutely love to do. And on your retreats, you bring fitness to that too.
Yeah. Well, we do, but we keep it very light. Like, it's not like the Biggest Loser workout camp or anything right. like that. It's not like that. But right. No, and I say that because initially when I wanted to start doing retreats, that was my vision, is that we would go off on a weekend and it would be a workout camp in a safe way, of course, not like military style or anything. But on all of my retreats, we are active. That's the way I like to put it. We do walks, we do tours, sometimes we do group workouts, but most of the time we do active things. Because as entrepreneurs, you know this, as entrepreneurs, managing our energy is key. And our physical mind and body is the vehicle that will help us create not just the business that we dream about, but allows us to help and serve the people that we want to help and serve. And so if we don't take care of that, then nothing that we want happens. And then people that need us can't be helped. So we have to take care of our body. It is one of our most valuable assets, if not the most valuable asset. And so that's a central piece of what I do. But the other part of what we do on retreats is we focus a lot on what your future self is like. Like I have an exercise and I do it at every single one of my retreats. I call it the compass walk. It's why I do a compass on all my retreats, why I wear a compass around my neck every day. It's because your future self is in the room with you right now. For anyone listening, your future self is sitting across the room from you right now. And the only reason that you haven't met him or her is that you're not thinking and believing and behaving like he or she is. And so when we walk the path to our future, and I'm not just talking like making a vision board and all of that, I'm talking legit walk the path to your future. There are different points on the compass path that we have to look at so that aligns with the future that you want. And that's a big piece of every single one of my retreats.
I love that. I love the compass. I actually had a whole conversation with somebody about, magnetic north and, true north. And
I
it's
call it your
so,
North Star. We
yeah,
align
right.
with your North Star.
Yeah. And it's so powerful. You do need to look at all the different points on the compass because each one of them is going to can lead you to a different path.
Totally. And what a lot of people don't think about when it comes to their future is they think it's like a big long to-do list. We think that in order to get over there, there are all these boxes that we have to check before we can meet our future self. But that's not really true. We can collapse time and literally become our future self if we're willing to challenge what we think is possible for us. And so a lot of that has to go with the thoughts that we're thinking, what we're challenging ourselves to believe. There's nothing more powerful in the universe than belief. And if you want to change your life, look at what you're believing. Look at what you think is true right now. Because I can promise you, what I think is true and what you think is true might be two different things. But we have to challenge ourselves on what's possible for us. And when we do that, guess what? We make different choices. And that leads to different, possibilities, different actions, different opportunities. It literally all starts with that.
When you're talking about belief, of course, I keep thinking of Ted Lasso, right? Hitting the belief
Yeah,
sign, right?
right.
But it's
That's true,
so
though.
true,
It
right? It is
is,
so
right.
true. That one thing you have to believe, and it's, and I think, and listeners, I think this is so important. You need to know the belief you have in yourself. Like you have to
Totally.
identify, what it is that what you feel like you're going to say to yourself of that belief. Like
And
what
you have to challenge what is possible for you. And so what the way I like to put it is, you have to look at your identity. You have to look at becoming a different version of yourself, right? And a lot of times it becomes changing our identity. So for example, when I worked in fitness, I don't even want, if I had a dollar for every time someone told me this, I'm not a gym person. I'm just not really good at sticking to a routine. That's an identity thing for somebody. And in
That's what
order,
you're telling yourself that.
exactly,
You tell
right. But
yourself,
that's
I'm
what
not a
people are
gym
telling
person.
themselves when they have a fitness goal in mind. And years and years ago, we used to call January the Christmas season in our business because that's when everyone and their mother and their brother would want to come out and decide to get in shape. And the majority of them would quit within a month.
Yep.
And it's because what they wanted didn't match up with the current identity of who they were. And
Right.
so if you want to achieve something that you've never achieved, but that you know is in your heart and that you want to do and you want to believe is possible for you, then you have to look at how you're being. That's what it's about. And all of that leads to you changing who you are. So, for example, if you're not a gym person, for somebody listening, I've never been good to sticking to a routine. I've always been overweight. I've never been a morning person. I used to hear that a lot too. Those are all identity shifts. So, if you want to become and achieve something that you've never done, guess what? You might have to learn to like going to the gym. You might have to learn to like getting up earlier in the morning and going for a walk. These are all things that literally don't sound like big deals for those of us that do it on a regular basis, but it literally is the difference between achieving something that you want and changing your life.
Right. If you can just flip the switch and say, and tell yourself every morning, I am a morning person. I am a
Yep.
morning person. Or
Yep.
I am a gym person. I like the
Yep.
gym. And you start telling yourself that, you're telling your mind something else.
Exactly. And look, and even if you don't, I know there are a lot of people listening that probably don't love the gym. I mean, my background is fitness. I love the gym. I'm happy in the gym. I'm good with the gym. But I also don't want to go and spend hours and hours in the gym. I want to go and do my thing and get on with my day. Right? But I realize a lot of people are never going to love a workout. They're never going to love, a fitness routine. They're never going to love working out in general. But here's the shift I want to offer for that, if that's you listening. You will learn to love what it does for you. And that is the motivation in and of itself that should entice you to want to take it on for yourself. If anything else, you have to look at it as an investment in your mind and your body.
I would, and it's true. And it's, whether it's fitness or whether it's making phone calls
Yep,
or maybe
exactly.
it's going to networking events, if
Yep.
it's something that you're saying I don't like or I'm not good at, if
Yep.
you can get and flip that switch, think it's the benefit that you get. Like for food,
Totally.
right? It's so powerful,
Yep.
that outcome of putting in that time and effort.
Totally.
Right?
100%.
And you have, well, and the thing is, like, if you also can detach from it and just know the feeling that you get, oh my God, it's like lightning.
Yeah, but for so many people who just find themselves in a chronic loop or a chronic pattern where they just feel like they're doing all the things, but they're just not seeing the results that they want. That's an identity issue. You're usually bumping up against a ceiling of what you're used to doing. So you're not going to get to where you want to be by doing all the things that you've always done. It really is that simple. And I had to learn that lesson when I rebuilt my business in 2020 when the pandemic hit. And the health and fitness world as we knew it literally went out the window.
Right, because all of a sudden you can't, you're there, the gyms were not allowed, or you couldn't go into a gym, right? Or you had to keep.
Yeah, and the great irony in the room is the gym was exactly where people needed to be because people needed to be healthy and continue to work on their immune system and staying fit and strong, right? That's like still something in a toolbox that any physician and healthcare practitioner will tell you. Healthy people generally don't get sick a lot. Healthy people recover from illness a lot faster.
Right.
Healthy people, when you get hurt or injured or you come down with the flu or whatever, I'm not saying it's not something we should be concerned about, but healthy people in general respond better and get well faster. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also the same thing in your business. If your
Yeah.
business is healthy, you can
Yeah.
respond faster to downturns or pivots or changes or
Yep.
shifts.
And
It's
there are always going to
the
be those things that
same.
happen. Who would have thought that the virtual space would be what it is now?
Oh,
Nobody
right.
thought that 10 years ago. I mean, we knew that it was a thing and, wow, we can actually meet people virtually and all that, but I don't think anyone saw what's happening now and what the future is going to be like.
Yeah.
Right? And so the longer I'm an entrepreneur, Jacqueline, this is like such a big truth for me, and I want everyone to hear this and like stop and rewind if they need to, is that the greatest trait that you can work on as an entrepreneur for unstoppable success is to be flexible and be resilient because the peaks and valleys will always be there. And if your goal is to always sell out your programs and have record months and profit and all of that, you're probably not cut out to be an entrepreneur because the ebbs and flows are always going to be there. And I think when I look around the world today at the most successful people that I know, they're the people who learn how to navigate that and, kind of make it work for them because there are going to be seasons in our business where things don't go well.
It is so true to now be able to be able to navigate the roller coaster, the highs and
Yep.
lows.
You have to.
And that's whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're in a corporate environment, there are always, like, business and life is not a linear. I mean, the
Yeah.
only thing that's linear is your age changing
And time.
and
We
time,
know that
right?
time and change is always going to be there, right? You can always count on that.
Right. That's a
Yeah.
given. But
Right.
everything else is always, there's always going to be a wave. And some of the highs and lows are there's going to be big waves and then there's going to be rolling waves, but you have to be able to be nimble to those.
Yes, always. Yeah, and you have to be able to withstand it and be able to sit back and read the tea leaves and say, okay, what's the, because the market is always talking to us, whether we want to listen or not. It's always talking to us. So instead of saying, why aren't people buying? I've spent all this time on this beautiful offer or this retreat. Why aren't people buying? Instead of asking it like that, say, gee, I wonder what it is that people really want. The market's always talking to us. And you have to be able to read the tea leaves and be able to pivot and be flexible and be willing to change things, because it's not about us at the end of the day. It's really about what people want and the people that we're going to serve. It's what they want. That's what it's about.
It is about it's serving other people. So I'm curious. So as you are doing those shifts in your business, right? It could not have been super easy, right? I mean, like
Oh, it
so
wasn't
that.
easy. I'm not going to lie to you. I think in my nearly 28-year entrepreneurial career, because I've been an entrepreneur since 1998, so do the math. I think the toughest year I've ever had, the toughest challenge was 2020 with the pandemic. If I'm really being perfectly honest, and if you know me, I'm a straight shooter. There were weeks when I really thought about quitting. I thought about, I'm going to go get a job. I'm just not going to do this anymore. But the more I sat with that, the more I thought, I don't want to do that. I'm going to be miserable. I don't want to do that. There's a reason why I became an entrepreneur, because I don't like the box way of thinking. The box doesn't make sense to me. I'm always one to think out of the box. And so that was the toughest challenge that I've ever faced in my career, hands down.
And so, you said you sat with it, but was there was and think about where you wanted to go because you're like, I don't fit in the box kind of thing. It worked for. Was there anything else that you kept doing that you kept saying, I got to keep going. I know I can make this. Because I think that's
Well,
a lot of people get
I think
stuck.
there was just, when I think back to that year, there was just so much going on that just didn't make any sense, and I think there are probably plenty of people listening. We can all remember. It was one of those things where we're going to remember where we were when everything shut down, right? And I think for me, for a while, my nature is not to quit anything. When I'm in something, I am in 100%. I've never been halfway in the door, halfway out the door with anything I've ever done in my life. When I say I'm in, I'm in, and I'm in 100%. But I think because of what was going on, there were so many mixed emotions too, because I don't think any of us really knew how long all this was going to last. But if you're a business owner, you can't shut your business for 6 months and survive. You just can't do that. And so when there were weeks that would go by where we were waiting it for it to be quote unquote safe, which was, let's be honest, was the biggest line of BS that was out there. I'm just going to say it. Because safety is an illusion. Nothing is ever completely safe, depending on who you talk to. But for me, since you asked, it was probably a month or two that I just had to let myself get out of my funk. I was in a, I like to call it, I crawled into a black hole and I just kind of sat there and felt sorry for myself for a little while. But once the smoke cleared, I was like, you know what? I can either stay down or I can look at this as the opportunity to rebuild and finally do some of the things that I really want to be doing in my business. And so I did it. And it was hard, but I did it. And there were months when nothing went right. And then there were months when the floodgates just opened and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. So, but that's just the way that it goes sometimes, But I can tell you, when I came out of that, like 2021 was one of the best years I ever had in business. So, and I would not be sitting here talking to you now if I hadn't just, I had to do some serious work on myself during that year. Thank goodness for my coaches, because I needed all the support that I could muster that year.
And key thing that you just said, support, because I think that's also something that we forget about. Like, we're not meant to do this alone.
Nope.
So talk
Nope,
about
we're
the
not.
coaches and finding the right people. Like, how did
Well, I think you have to, I mean, there's a lot of talk out there about alignment. You have to align with somebody. And I do think that there's some truth to that. But I also think that you have to look for people who have close to the business model that you want, or they're doing something and they're further along down the road than you are. And I think that you have to be willing to be a student, because there's a lot of people out there that call themselves experts that don't really want to be students, you know? And so I think the most successful people in business understand, especially coaches, most successful coaches I know, understand that you can be a coach, but you still have to be a student too.
Yep.
And so
Always
when
be
you're
learning.
looking for support, I think you really have to find that right combination from somebody who's willing to be objective and call you out when you need it, but give you the tough love when you need that too,
Right.
and help you see the belief and the potential that you have when you can't see it for yourself. You know, and for me, that's really what I needed the most during 2020 was I needed someone to show me what was possible for me, and that, you know, I had plenty of evidence of success as an entrepreneur that wasn't my first rodeo. But at the same time, when you work so hard to build something and then you lose it, you really do question your ability of whether or not you've got what it takes to do it again.
Right.
You know,
Yeah,
and I
that's
think for me, I
exactly.
had to get over that hurdle. And once I got over that hurdle, I was like, all right, there's nowhere to go but up. Let's go. You know?
It's you can just keep rising. Right,
Yeah,
keep
and look,
rising.
I'll be honest. I mean, I have a very supportive spouse, and he knows me better than anybody, and he knew that, you know, I wasn't going to stay down long. And, you know, we had a roof over our heads, and we had all of our basic needs taken care of, so it wasn't like I was going to be out on the street.
Right.
But when you spend a lot of your life building a dream and you watch it literally go up in smoke, it's like that's just not an easy thing to get past. And I think you have to just get, as entrepreneurs, we have to show ourselves grace and compassion, you know, because it's not one of those things that nobody saw it coming, you know? It's like it's so easy to beat up on yourself and say, I should know what to do here, but nobody knew what to do, you
Right.
know?
You know, it's funny. I keep thinking that the 2020, that year in my business, what I, you know, I was one to, it was one of 2020 and 2021 were one of the most successful years.
That's great. And a lot of people it was,
Right.
because they just dug in, everyone went online, and it was like, you know, but for the rest of us, like there were seven or eight of us across the state of North Carolina that we called ourselves the independent gym owners, because we weren't franchisees, we weren't corporate, you know.
Right.
And we all pooled our resources and we took our governor to court so that we could open that summer. And we had like restrictions and guidelines that we had to follow, but we became the voice of the people that had said we had enough.
Right.
And
That's awesome.
so we
Right.
sort of took it upon ourselves to, you know, say, look, these two things can coexist. We're fighting a global pandemic and people need to work on their health and their fitness and their longevity, but we can be partners. We don't have to be enemies. We can be partners. And that's how we kind of positioned ourselves. And I can tell you at the end of that year, I would never have gotten through that year without that group of people. We sort of like considered ourselves, we were kind of like in battle together, you
Right, but
know?
it's your COVID family. It was
Totally.
part of your COVID tribe and how you work together. And that's the other key thing that I think that is also really important. Whether it's COVID or today, you need a tribe. You need
Totally.
a tribe of people that you
Yeah,
can.
you need people that can have your back, that can support you, that can, you know, help you out. And, you know, if anything, just be sounding boards too, because I can distinctly remember plenty of afternoons when we were all, you know, in an email thread and we were like, I reached out to this representative and this representative, and what do you think of this? And it's like we are literally all in it together.
Yeah.
But that's what it took. And, you know, the great irony in all of this is that as close as I was to quitting, it's like it took that happening to kind of reignite my fire and my passion again for rebuilding my business. Because you don't realize that until you watch something go away and you think, you know, as bad as that is, it's like, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. And I'm never going to say I'm glad it all happened, right? But I can honestly say now I would not have had the success I've had the last 4 or 5 years without that.
Right.
So.
But something that you also just said, listeners, I think that is also really important. It you found the way to reignite your desire and your and the drive for your business. And that is something that I feel like if you have a business or you're working at a company, take the time to think about, your values and your why and what you're doing, and so that you can get reignited, so to speak, ignite that flame to do what you're doing. And it does need
Yeah, and
the flame is sometimes
sometimes you need to
higher.
create a little distance,
Right. Yep.
and take a step back or two and think, okay, as bad as all this is, I've still got a choice here. This is nobody's fault but mine when I decide what to do. The responsibility's on me and it starts with me.
Yes.
So if I do want to go bow out and go do something else, that's okay, but that's on me too.
Right.
This is nobody's doing but mine what I choose to do. And I think you just, I think you anytime we're in a situation where we feel torn or we're not sure or we're kind of doubting whether or not we've got what it takes, I think we really have to sit with, the decision of yes, I'm going to, and kind of live with that decision for a day or two and assume that everything you want is happening.
Yeah.
Or I think you have to sit with, this is not working, and I'm going to do something else. And you kind of have to see what that feels like in your body, and what's coming up for you mentally
Right.
around that. And sometimes that can give you the answer that you're looking for.
Yeah. It's true. The answer is in there, and as we have talked recently about some things that the changes in my business, you have to follow that.
Totally.
You have to follow that gut feeling, 'cause your gut will tell you.
Totally. Always does. 100%. Every time.
One,
And I think for me, once I got through all of my complicated emotions, the sadness, the anger, the WTF is happening here, right? All of that, which I think were completely normal given what was going on. It's like at the end of the day, I thought, this is not how I want to quit. When I decide to retire, whenever that day is, or I decide to do something else, I want it to be my decision. I don't want it to be because something forced me to, and that at the end of the day is what like brought me back around and said, all right, let's go. I got nowhere to go but up.
Right. And again, listeners, that's like going back to like part of the why, your drive, your value,
Totally.
your part of your mission and your vision. It's like it's in, and you'll hear me say this a lot. This is one thing you need to study about yourself, and if you need help with it, that's where you can reach out. But that is something that, is
But
so
we
important.
generally can't see that by
Right.
ourselves. What my coach always says, you can't read the label inside the bottle.
Nope.
It's the
Right.
truth. You can't. We are very close to what we do. It's our baby,
Yep.
right? So we're not going to see when something isn't quite fitting together or when something isn't quite working or when we're in our own way, like we typically tend to do as human beings. That's why we need coaches. That's why we need mentors. That's why we need people to point out that, you know what? I don't think that this is really what you want.
Right. Yeah, and put some line in there again, that group to actually be the sounding board. And for I always love to say, like, the people that are at the table with you, right? Who's sitting at the table with you, of your board of advisors or board of directors, however you want to call it, who are cheering you on and helping you see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Because, we can sometimes be our own worst enemy, just like we can be our biggest supporter.
Yeah.
And we have to really be onto ourselves when we find ourselves thinking or doing something that really isn't serving us, because we attract ultimately what we are at the end of the day. So the work is always to work on us.
Right. And I love that. We always have to attract, like attracts like, our vibe attracts our tribe. So, Allison,
Exactly.
what are some of the biggest things that are coming up in your business?
You mean what I'm working on or what's coming up?
Yeah, what are you working on?
Well, we're continuing to offer like amazing retreat experiences. In-person connection is critical, I think, for growth. And I feel like for businesses out there that are looking to add a really unique client experience or looking for a way to really maximize customer retention or whatever it is, whatever your business model is, retreats and small events are a great way to do that. And so we're really doing a lot more work in that space than we have really in the last several years. We're working right now on a pretty exciting new development that I really can't talk about publicly yet, but I will be soon, and maybe I'll come back and we can talk
Yeah,
about it. But
definitely.
this is an area that I think has amazing potential and opportunity right now, and we're really grabbing onto that and making the best of that. We still have both of our podcasts that are both very successful. Still love doing all of that, and we continue to work with all of our clients on helping them build the business models that are in their vision, combining the in-person and the online together, because that's really the future.
Yeah, I love it. Allison, I could talk to you forever about this because I think you are such a wealth of knowledge and you have given our listeners some amazing nuggets. So, listeners, you have to do me the favor. Reach out and connect with Allison. I'm going to put all of her information in the show notes. You can connect with her on LinkedIn. You connect with her on Facebook. All the places, I will make sure that those are in the show notes, but do me the favor of connect with her and check out her retreats. I've been trying to get on one
We're going to get
myself.
you on one soon.
I will be on one
We're going to
sometime
get you on one
soon.
soon.
It will happen. We just our timing hasn't been right, but the
I
timing
know.
will align up soon.
It
So
will.
yeah. So do me the favor, connect with Allison, look at her retreats. She's truly amazing. And then also do me the favor and share this episode with a business colleague, a friend, because I know that there is somebody out there that you know who needs to hear this message. And then lastly, we have a brand new school community called Unstoppable Success. I'll put that in the show notes too. First 100 people, it's for free. So be one of those first 100 people on this school, Unstoppable Success. This is Unstoppable Success, the podcast, and I am your host, Jacqueline Strominger. Allison, thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strominger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping. Because you were meant to be unstoppable.